but our guest speaker is a bit of a tennis buff himself. In 2003, he spent time reading historian Peter Seddon's Strangest Matches, Extraordinary but True Stories from Over a Century of Tennis, which I believe reserves him his place alongside Peter Broidy in the Entrepreneurs Passionate About Tennis Club. Before inviting him on stage, we are lucky to have a short video presentation from the Virgin Group, which will serve as further introduction.
Everybody at Virgin loves the challenge. I think what Virgin is about is taking on big conglomerates and moving into their territory and seeing if we can shake them up. You know, we've managed to do that in the music business, we've managed to do that in the aviation business, in the mobile phone business. And I think that where the people who work for Virgin get their passion from is being proud of the company they work for, being proud of the difference that Virgin's making. My life doing things people said were impossible. You only live once, enjoy it.
Gentlemen, please give a warm Montreal, McGill, and Des Hôtels Faculty of Management welcome. Mesdames et messieurs, s'il vous plaît, accueillons Sir Richard Branson.
First of all, thanks, Harry, for the introduction, and also obviously to Professor Peter Todd for kindly inviting me along tonight to talk to a room full of the leaders of the future. I'd also like to make a special special mention, as I'm sure everybody in this room would, to Mrs. Anna Broidy. Uh, and her late husband Peter for creating the Peter Broyde lecture series. I'm sure all of the students who have attended these lectures have learned much from the speakers who have attended, and I hope I can add a little to their knowledge as well. It is fantastic to be back in Canada, and Montreal in particular. We have some amazing Canadians who work for Virgin, and I love to get the chance to come over and spend time with them and support the great work they're doing. I always find their enthusiasm and their sense of fun really inspiring. And throughout the last couple of years, which have not been easy for anybody in business, they continue to come up with innovative ideas, and they put enormous energy into raising funds.